Kaiser patients have reported being denied medication because of positive cannabis tests, which is a violation of state law called Assembly Bill 1954. The law was passed in 2022 and prevents discrimination against patients who use cannabis for medicinal reasons. Victor Pino, a Kaiser patient, is one of those people. Victor struggles with attention deficit hyperactive disorder, or ADHD, and has used cannabis for years to help manage symptoms of ADHD and other mental health challenges. Despite AB 1954 stating that doctors must evaluate patients on a case-by-case basis before determining whether cannabis may interfere with a specific treatment, Victor says that doctors at Kaiser's have told him they are bound by a policy that prevents them from prescribing certain medications when cannabis is found in a patient's blood test.
Personally, these doctors have, you know, their own perspectives on cannabis. They're so clamped down by the Kaiser policies, they can't even exercise their own right to be doctors.
In a statement, Kaiser said, quote, "Treatment decisions are made on a case-by-case basis, based on each patient's clinical needs and overall health. This may include consideration of potential safety risks associated with combining substances, as cannabis and opioids can have additive effects. Our clinicians follow current clinical practices and applicable California law and requirements. More broadly, our approach is designed to balance effective pain management with the known risks associated with long-term opioid use," unquote. But according to Ellen Comp, deputy director of the California chapter of Normal, Kaiser has created blanket policies that deny medications if a patient uses cannabis more than a couple times a week. She says these policies are enforced for both opioid and ADHD medications.
We continue to get complaints, again, almost all of them about Kaiser doctors telling patients, "No, I can't prescribe this for you because you're using cannabis."
In a second statement, Kaiser also said, quote, "Kaiser Permanente's approach to ADHD care is grounded in patient safety and individualized clinical judgment. Kaiser Permanente policies that impact the prescription of controlled medications, including stimulants, call for clinicians to base their decisions on each patient's medical history, symptoms, and overall health, including substance use." Comp also says that while California Normal successfully passed this anti-discrimination law, ensuring that it is implemented is a much more difficult task.
"We've reached out to Kaiser. We've tried to tell them, you know, this is the law. You need to be following it. I send patients in with copies of the law, and doctors say, you know, their hands are tied. Implementing a law takes a lot more work. You know, we don't just pass laws. We work to implement them, and this has been a very long process to try to get this one implemented."
Cal Normal says they are considering legal action against Kaiser. But first, the organization is seeking more reports from patients who say they have been denied medication due to cannabis use. Patients who wish to share their experiences can contact the organization at ellen@canormal.org. For KPFA News, I'm Sydney Fishman.